Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
James Bondy Podcast, it's the 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 James Bondy Podcast with Matthews, Myra, and Gorley. Matthews, Gorley, and Myra, podcast of James Bond. Matthews, Gorley, and Myra, podcast of James Bond.
James Bonding Podcast.
Wow.
What? That's amazing.
That comes to us from Paul and Storm.
That is
that incredible.
Fucking delightful.
Those guys are amazing.
Paul and Storm, you guys are great. You're going to be on at midnight soon. I'll see you guys then. I'll have to get you like a present for doing that. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. That was really
delighted me. You're hearing the first reaction to that. Hearing that.
He sent that to me out of the blue. That lovable guy, Paul.
Paul's a good guy. Storm's a good guy.
Yeah.
They harmonize together and make magic.
Check out their stuff.
It's interesting because I was listening to it. I was like, wow, this sounds professional.
Yeah.
Well, and of
it
course,
is.
It was.
It is.
We're back.
We are here.
And we're not only are we energized, we're about to get a little bit more energized.
Yeah.
Well, one of us anyway is because I'm eating a meal from 1910 and Matt's eating one from 2033. Mine is pure lemon leaf iced tea and a cheese stick.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you tell them what kind of cheese?
It's Borden Pepper Jack Queso Blanco con Jalapeno.
And I am enjoying a Power Crunch Protein Energy Bar.
Uh-huh.
It's original, peanut butter, creme. Uh-huh. Guys, I'm going to tell you, it's got only 5 grams of sugar and 13 grams of protein in here with only 10 carbs. So it's really good for the low carbage. And also drinking a Rockstar Zero Carb. No carbs in that whatsoever. And I'm about to down a 5-hour energy lemon lime.
So let me get this straight.
Uh-huh.
You, as I'm watching right now, is just downing an energy drink.
Shot.
5 hours. You just got all 5 hours in one gulp, and now you're going to add another 2.5 with that monster drink.
You don't even know. This could have 12 hours. We're not sure.
The human physiology can only take 8 hours of energy.
Well, you're I feel like, you know, when James Bond gets on that traction machine in Thunderball, that's how I feel like I can take it.
Yeah.
I feel like I can take it.
I think it's going to be more like Klaus Maria Brandauer on the electronic nuclear missile game.
Welcome back to James Bonding. We've been off for, I'm going to say, maybe 2 months, right?
Oh, 6 years.
It feels
years,
like.
More like,
it feels
let me
like,
take a bite of my Limburger cheese.
Yeah, go for it. It feels like 20 years, but we were supposed to record a couple of weekends ago, and then Matt had to go sell Volkswagens.
I'm sorry.
Which we understand. It's a fine vehicle over there. At Volkswagen?
Yeah, many different ones.
Many.
Well, you've got your Tiguan, you've got your Jetta, you've got your Passat TDI clean diesel.
Oh, I'm going to get pretty good gas mileage on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know offhand how good?
Of course I do.
All right. Well, thanks for keeping it to yourself. I don't want everyone to get excited and run out.
Well, I don't want to spoil the commercials.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's really, it's good that you don't spoil the commercials, which I've never seen with sound. But I have visual confirmation that they exist because chances are if you're out and about and there's a TV on in a bar or a restaurant, you'll see Matt Gourley pop up.
Yeah.
I guess they buy a lot of time during sports.
Yeah, apparently, and whatever my dad watches, because he sees it a lot, so that would probably be 24 sports, definitely sports.
Do you think he yells? He certainly texts me every time.
He texts me every
my
time.
My boy's on.
I was out to dinner with my girlfriend's family, and it came on in a restaurant, and they just lit up the place. They made everybody watch, and it was really embarrassing.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And yesterday I was filming another one where I was telling you this. We did like close to 28 miles of figure eights in a car, and I have never been more sick in my life. I didn't throw up, but I just felt miserable. I still can't turn my head to the side without feeling weird.
You didn't throw up, but you wanted to throw up.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday? I don't remember the days of the week anymore. I'm very busy. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I wish we could just be doing James Bondings constantly, but... some scheduling doesn't work out, so on and so forth. But I went to California Adventure on Sunday.
He used to work there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I just told everybody about it. I was like, well, listen, guys, I do this James Bond podcast. And Matt Gourley used to work in there when it was a soap opera themed restaurant.
Who were you there
with? I was there with my girlfriend Dory and my friend Julia and her fiance Mike and boy, did I spin a yarn. They were like, so what happened? I was like, well, you're having dinner, and then all of a sudden, you're in a soap opera.
And it goes a little something. A little like this. And you got up and did it.
I sure did. The Muppets 3D, I'm happy to report, holds up.
Does it really?
Still holds up.
I didn't realize it was still there.
Oh, it sure is. It's not going anywhere.
Why would it?
There was upwards of 20 people in that theater when I went in.
Yeah. Well, that's more than used to be in the park when it opened.
I don't know why I always talk about Disneyland with you. Should we just do a Disneyland podcast?
Oh, God.
Call it Disney Landing. Head to Disney Landing for all your Disneyland needs.
Careful. That's like the old story where will no one rid me of this Thomas Beckett and they kill him? You know, someone's going to make us.
Oh, my God. So we thought we couldn't do Man with a Golden Gun. We have it scheduled again to record. We're going to be recording it in less time than it takes to have a 401k mature.
What he means to say is July 12th.
We are recording it on July 12th. Something else is happening on July 12th.
Something we'd like you to join us for.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, if you're in the Los Angeles area, they do this fun thing over at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery called Synespia. Or Synespia. I haven't quite landed on where we're going with that. What do you say?
Boy, when I see it written, I say Synespia, but when I want to say it, I want to say Synespia.
Yeah,
is it a reference to something?
Cinema.
Yeah. I've got
so I'm
going to
say Synespia. Synespia. That's where I'm going to land on it.
I'm going to say Synespia.
Find out if we're wrong on July 12th, where they will be screening Goldfinger. That's right.
Yeah.
Goldfinger outside in Los Angeles. It'll be a wonderful evening. We're going to have a picnic. Bring your own food. We're not providing food for you.
Why don't we try to get there as early as possible and stake a good claim?
Yeah, I want to go up front.
Okay.
I want to get
and
up
then
close.
We'll tweet where our general vicinity is.
Yeah.
And come join us.
Gather round.
Yeah.
We'll work out some sort of Goldfinger drinking game.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just pound some good old fashioned booze.
We should make Allie and Georgia come
and make us booze.
Yeah. Oh, we should.
I don't think that they want to see that movie again.
No.
Feels like they don't. But I just went. So have you ever been?
Yes.
I had never been until.
Oh, it's in a graveyard.
Until
Did you
last
mention
week.
That?
Oh yeah, Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I mean, it's in an area where they have yet to sell graves.
Well, yeah, but you're surrounded by it on three sides and then a mausoleum on the fourth, I think.
Three sides. No, it's mausoleum, cemetery, mausoleum, crematory.
Oh.
The crematory is that building, that industrial-looking building to the left.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc is buried there. Jack Lemmon.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa's there. He's got his hunting dog on the tombstone.
Uh-huh. I didn't know Jack Lemmon was buried there. I think Douglas Fairbanks Jr. is buried there, too.
Jack Lemmon's tombstone, a little bit of trivia for you. What do you think it says on there?
Mammy.
Nope, it just says Jack Lemmon Inn, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, that's brilliant. I was there one time in the day with some friends, and it was really creepy. We were just looking at celebrities' graves, and then I swear to God, there wasn't a person to be seen, and then we all turned around, and there was just a kid sitting in a tree going, "Sometimes my mommy drops me off here while she looks around."
What?
And we were like, "Well, you're a ghost." Absolutely, you're a ghost.
Oh, there's no question about it. You saw a day ghost.
Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts, but I believed in him.
I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be at Cinespia, July 12th for James Bond's Goldfinger. It's the fourth picture in the installments.
What are you saying? Fourth picture? What do you mean? Third picture, friend?
Oh, but didn't it come out in the fourth? I always think it's the fourth one. Why do I think it's
maybe
the fourth one always?
1964? I used to think it was the second.
Because in my brain, four and then five, in my brain, five is always Thunderball. And it's not.
No, five is You Only Live Twice.
God.
It's all right. If we're not here.
We're so out of practice.
No, but we're so we got each other's back.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to be back, everybody, on Bond Radio K99. K007.
Stay tuned for Disney Landing.
We've got Miss Moneypenny in the booth offering support, but no real opinion because this is sexist radio drive time.
Yeah, so we couldn't bring you a real regular episode, so we thought we'd do a mission briefing because the kids seem to respond to those because it just sounds like you guys just want to hear something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not nothing all the time. Matt's still working away on his cheese. I've been polite and I'm not eating on a podcast. Downstairs, there's some stuff going on. Right now, I'm looking in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery to see if there's any James Bond related graves.
Mm.
Because if there is, we'll meet over there.
Could there be?
There could be, absolutely. Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Who would
And
be
I'm
there?
Gonna type James Bond in. I know I'm probably just gonna get James Bon Iver, but let's see. Peter Lorre was the first actor to play a Bond villain,
yeah,
obviously.
That's pretty
and
good.
He's buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
It's no slouch.
Let's see. That's all I got so far, guys.
Alfalfa was a great henchman.
Hang on.
Was really just Spanky's Felix Leiter. Yes.
Richard Maybaum.
What?
Richard
really?
Maybaum was buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
I'll be damned.
Born in New York City, he is best known for his adaptations of Ian Fleming's James Bond spy novels. He was a playwright in Broadway. He made his film debut with We Went to College in 1936, followed by They Gave Him a Gun. From 1962 to 1989, he was the screenwriter for 13 James Bond films.
Whoa.
So, folks, is there a James Bond-related grave at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery? You're goddamn right there is.
Is it anywhere near where they show the movies?
It is in row A, number 76.
Oh, those are good seats.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Is anyone else excited by that? I guess just
I
me.
Am.
You know what? Maybe we should go in earlier in the day, pay our respects.
Well, we are
to
recording
Dick Maybaum.
That day.
Yeah, we are.
We could just make a day of it.
Yeah, we might just make a day of a fun, sad day.
Yeah.
We'll go visit graves, maybe touch some stones.
Yeah.
Should we leave? Is he Jewish, you think? We should leave a rock on his tomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then just like a kiss it with some lipstick like they do to Oscar Wilde Jim Morrison's grave.
Should we ever?
Yeah.
You think Oscar Wilde's enjoying the lipstick? I feel like he's not.
You don't, if anyone.
True.
Well, come on.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. So since we've been gone, by Kelly Clarkson is our favorite song.
Yeah.
But there has been some James Bond news, and we're here to report on it just because we have nothing else to talk about. But interesting article I sent to you earlier in the day. I don't know if you actually read it or anything.
Honey, I have it right here on my Isler phone.
Well, here's perhaps some of the biggest complaints we hear about Daniel Craig's James Bond is a lot like the complaints people say about Chris Nolan's Batman,
mm-hmm.
and that is that there's no funny haha. It's a little too serious.
Hmm.
Daniel Craig wants to bring some of that James Bond irony back.
Did you read that full article? See, I don't know that you got it right, friend. I read the full article that you sent me.
I'm so glad you read it because I didn't. Thank God. Gandhi's got me.
It comes around to saying what they interpret his quote as is saying.
Well, we can interpret it ourselves.
More like a Casino Royale style because he's saying he wants some of that irony in there, but he's not good at the kind of quips and one-liners.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to provide it.
I'm with him. I don't think he should.
I feel like Ralph Fiennes is very funny.
Yeah, very dry. He would do that well. Here's the quote. Hopefully we'll reclaim some of the old irony and make sure it doesn't become pastiche. I can't do shtick. I'm not very good at it unless it's kind of suddenly makes sense. Does that make sense? I sometimes wish I hammed it up more, but I just can't do it very well, so I don't do it. I thought Casino Royale was the perfect tone. Perfect balance. Skyfall got a little
It's the perfect
shticky.
Movie.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean when you say Skyfall got shticky?
Well, you know how I had a problem with one of those last lines of, I got in, what did he say, I got in deep water, what did he say? Right after knifing someone.
I just fell into some frozen water and slammed all the way up
that
here.
That old pun, yeah. Oh, bonk, you're all wet.
What does he say? I got into some water. It was a great time.
Yeah, what was
thanks
that?
For not dying yet. God, we are so out of just. When was the last time you popped in a James Bond movie?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have yet to tell you this. They're restoring the James Bond movies for 4K now.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. You don't have to buy them, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy.
Through a friend, I got invited to a screening of the final mastering sessions of them in a private screening room.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't... This is like a... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, Matt, guess what?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been told I can come to more, so I was going to surprise you.
Oh, is this the surprise? The
yeah. Well, I don't have a date yet for the next one because they haven't sent them to me. So I saw Living Daylights in 4K restoration. It was the one they were doing.
That's
but
great.
It's amazing because there's these three or four people in there that are telling you everything about the process they're doing, and they're working on it. But they're not releasing them in 4K because they said that 8K is so quickly around the corner they're not even going to bother. This is for France. For some reason, France wants to broadcast them in 4K. But they're not going to release hard media releases of that until it's 8K. That's him eating this time, not me. Although I'll say it's more pleasant to hear a crunch than a...
So, is France paying for all 23 of them to get...
I'm sure they're going to use them elsewhere, but they just said that that's where they were going. That was the only...
I feel like I have better questions for these people than you did.
What? Why start
all right.
this way?
Here's the answer.
You don't even know what my questions
are.
I'm
going to ask you a question.
My questions are like,
I'm going to ask you a question.
Is that
can
color
you...
blue? It's so vibrant.
These what are... is it... Here's a question that I would ask them. Is it easier to get a 4K... Is it just up-resing? Is it a matter of up-resing? What are they doing? How are they getting 4,000 lines of resolution?
Not, what I believe is they're not up-resing their Blu-ray versions of it. They're taking again from the negative. And they're going to have to do that with 8K, because apparently in Japan they're already just watching 8K things around town.
Japan's so good at everything.
No,
it's just all you
soccer.
Have to do is not be able to form a military. And you can do all kinds of weird shit.
That sounds like a good trade-off. We're going to get political sometimes here on James Bonding, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, as you know, they are no longer allowed to have a military because of that whole war that happened earlier.
Yeah.
Which I believe was the French and Indian War.
Uh-huh.
They're no longer... Oh, Red Sox were ahead 2-0. Good to know.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm really curious to where they're going with this new... James Bond movie, as far as you know, the rumors of Penelope Cruz playing the new villain, but Bond woman. Question on that is, do you think they're going to go with someone we know?
Well,
I don't.
No, I think the only substantiated rumors are that they're looking for a Scandinavian woman and an English woman, and they've been screen testing Scandinavian women. Have you seen that news?
No, I haven't seen that
Where
news.
Have you been? You're just sending me the like fanboy rumors.
I'm just sending you whatever I can send you.
Go to CommanderBond.net.
Oh, your source for all James Bond news,
yeah.
Commander Bond. .net. Should we just buy them the .com? I think could they not?
How did they not get?
Could they not squeeze that out? Is someone squatting on that? What's happening? I just typed in .com. This domain may be for sale. Click here to acquire. Guys, let's do a Kickstarter for them to raise the monies to buy the .com. Here we are, CommanderBond.net.
Yeah, just go to...
Happy 106. Like we did just miss Ian Fleming's 106th birthday.
Oh, I have an announcement as well.
Oh, no.
I'll be doing Dead Authors as Ian Fleming. And you know what's best? I'm having a powder blue terry cloth play suit made for me. A short pant, one piece, short sleeve swimming play suit. It's called a play suit, apparently. It's currently being made for me. Let me get you the date on this.
I feel like this is something, again, I should have known about.
I've done Ian Fleming for Dead Authors before, but it was a double author the night the way he used to do it, and the recording didn't turn out that well.
Well, so I don't want a double author night.
I'm coming back.
I want a single author night.
Ladies and gentlemen, on September 5th, I'll be doing Ian Fleming for the Dead Authors podcast at UCB with Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul booked that far out.
He does, yeah. He wanted to get it all done.
Wow.
I was going to do it this month, but I didn't have the deal made. The play suit. I think we both wanted to wait for the play suit.
You're both right.
There should be like Bond 24 segment or a little
thing I can click on.
Yeah, like Bond 24 news. But they've been screen testing Scandinavian ladies left and right.
Well, listen. Yeah. Kate O'Mara died. Who's that? Former Bond girl and Dynasty actress. She was 74 years old.
What Bond girl was she?
That's a great question.
Hey, do we want to answer some questions on this round? Because I can put it out to Twitter.
They're not going to help us at all. They forgot we existed. I forgot we existed.
That's not true. I mentioned today that we were recording and they lit up.
Upwards of no people responded.
That's not true, friend.
I haven't been on Twitter all day. Is that weird?
No, it's healthy.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Kate O'Mara, I don't know what movie you were in. I'm going to look it up right now. I called her Late O'Mara, getting the same results. 1939 in Lancaster Lecture. She was in a lot of Doctor Who. 19 episodes of Dynasty.
But we don't know what Bond girl, huh?
Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond. So she must have been in You Only Live Twice. Right?
Yeah. Oh, she's not the Helga Brandt girl, is she?
I don't care for this.
Hey, I've got something else that goes way back to the early inception of our podcast.
Go.
Wonderful listener Luke Hayward sent in the final, what I consider to be the final word on the pronunciation of man. And I'll tell you why.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is the, 1 second. This is the Cambridge Dictionary.
Okay.
And it has...
So far, I'm on board.
The written and aural pronunciation of the UK and US versions of the word ma'am. M-A-apostrophe-A-M. Yep. Here is the United States pronunciation.
Yes, go. Please hold.
Is this still up?
Oh.
Sorry. Here we go.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Very clear, right?
I did it. All right. I nailed it.
Here we go.
That.
UK.
I got the part.
Mom.
Ma'am.
Mom.
I don't like it.
It's solved.
Nope.
Honey,
not
it's solved.
Solved. Yes, not solved.
What are you talking about?
Listen to that again.
Liking.
Play it again.
It's ma'am and mom. Listen, here's ma'am.
Ma'am.
Here's mom. Mm-hmm.
Mom.
Now, here's how I would spell that. M-A-L-M.
That's fine.
Okay. Follow-up from Matt Myra. They're not saying mum.
No, but even in the movie, they're not exactly saying mum.
Oh, they're saying mum.
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 Mum. Mum. No. No. And that's too negligible person to person. This solves it for me. The English people are right. It's their way of saying it.
I know. It's their word. They invented the language and, you know.
Also, listen to the definition.
Yes, please.
In Britain, used to address the queen or a woman of high rank in particular organizations such as the army or the police. You can't get any more clear. In the past, when talking to a woman of higher social class, mom.
Fine.
There.
I will relent. Wait, what was that?
Next order of business.
What is that episode? What is that website?
MattGorley.com.
Oh, that's not a great source. It's not a great source for anything.
Hold on. It is Cambridge Dictionaries.
All right. Sounds official. Is there a MattGorley.com?
Yeah, but it's not anything. It's old.
I'm going to take a look right now at MattGorley.com.
A friend set it up for me for my birthday and I've never done a thing with it.
Sites in Flux? Hey, listen, at least you own it. Have you ever seen what happens when you go to MattMyra.com?
Is it someone sniped it when you were done?
Check this out. Ready? MattMyra.com. You just hit enter right here.
Yeah.
Brings you to a Google search of cat pizza.
How is that?
Yeah, someone bought the domain and then rerouted it to that.
Just to screw with you?
I don't hate that.
well, no, why would you? But don't you want your own domain?
I don't care.
One day when you run for office?
I don't care.
Oh. I don't do anything with mine either.
I feel like I said as a joke on the Nerdist podcast once that MattMyra.com should just go to a Google search of cat pizza, and then someone did it. Or I never said that, and this person's a genius.
Either way,
they're a genius.
All right, what were you looking up?
Would you eat this? Cat pizza? I just showed Matt Gorley. Fuckyeahpizzacats.tumblr.com has a great collection of cat pizza. And, oh my God. Oh my God. This is the best website I've ever seen in my life. Fuck yeah, Pizza Cats. It's an entire website dedicated to cat-shaped pizza. Really just, oh my God, catnip pizza. Guys, I'm delighted. Oh, my James Bond money clip broke.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm sorry.
I got a new one on the way. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Don't worry. I got a new one on the way.
That's good. Will you send me a link to that thing? I want to get one of those, too.
Sure, I will.
All right. Whitney Reynolds on Twitter asks, where does one commission a powder blue terry cloth play suit?
Wait, how did she know that?
I've tweeted about it before that I was having it made.
Oh. I should really follow you on Twitter. What's your name?
You do.
You do.
It. You follow me in real life,
you
too.
You do.
From your girlfriend's really talented sister.
What? That's where you get it? Oh, from your girlfriend's.
Yeah, well, I got the, there's really a pattern on Etsy, a vintage pattern.
For a play suit?
Yeah. In fact, Google powder blue men's play suit.
Powder blue men's play suit.
It just goes to a bunch of Google images of me. Eating pizza.
I'm very excited about this. Oh my God! Of course, you know you have James right there.
I'll put in Etsy in that too, because it probably won't come up right away.
I'm gonna type Etsy in here. I mean, I don't understand why you're not like just buying one. You need it to be terry cloth. I get it.
Yeah, and they're not readily available.
Popular items for powder blue on Etsy. I'm gonna just click.
That's,
I'm clicking.
That's probably it.
I'm clicking.
It'll show up.
Summer jumpsuit. Nope, it's a lot of lady stuff here. Yeah. A lot of lady stuff. A lot of lady stuff. A lot of lady stuff. Lots of lady stuff.
Go back and go to that first link.
Go back and go to the first link, which is going to bring me to powder blue items.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to be here?
Well, to type into this in the search bar, men's play suit.
Really?
The title alone.
Men's play suit.
Yeah.
Here it is. Nothing.
Well, I guess because I bought it.
You bought the one pattern? They couldn't make a copy of the pattern?
The downloadable pattern. You buy it on...
Oh, there it is.
There it is. That's the one.
Plus size. Any size. Vintage.
Yeah. That's going to be real good.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Ready? I'm going to read this to you. I found a gorgeous, out-of-print, out-of-copyright vintage pattern book from the 1950s. It's just too beautiful not to share.
I agree.
So this is just a pattern. It's a drafting system. Once you own this, you can draft yourself a pattern in any size, from 20-inch bust to 69 bust. Whether you want the garment for a doll or a plus-size person, you'll be able to make it work. You just bought something that is for a doll, and you're going to put it on.
Well, I'm a doll.
Isn't that what Ken's wearing in Toy Story 3, the Ken doll?
I've never seen Toy Story 3.
Well, you should. It's great.
I've heard that.
Anyone else? Can you back me up on this article, though? Yep. You thumbs up. I'm getting a thumbs up.
I'm into that.
We got more questions coming in. I just saw one come in. Go ahead.
Amazing Steve writes, band Bond commentaries found. Any thoughts? Heard them already? I did listen I'd listened to Dr. No, and I didn't find it that different than the regular commissioned ones. I know that there's supposed to be some juicy bits in there. I think Peter Hunt says something like Connery could fuck any girl in the bar or something like that.
He's not surprising anybody.
But I didn't get any real new information out of him.
No new nuggets?
No.
Best Blofeld, Luke94 wants to know. Donald Pleasance.
Yeah, both Telly Savalas is pretty good, too. You know, I was watching Game of Thrones, and I thought how good... I've chosen who my favorite, my new Blofeld would be. Charles Dance.
Peter Dinklage? Oh. Fine.
No, Charles Dance. He's so good.
Dance, magic dance.
What are your favorite John Barry scores, asks Andrew Rostan, both for Bond and for other movies? Oh. I love Honor, Majesty, Secret Service, and View to a Kill.
Yeah, you do.
And I love the score to The Black Hole.
Yeah. Yep. Honor, Majesty, Secret Service is probably the best.
It's so good. Single worst moment in the entire series. That's a good question. That comes from Jesse Howard. Single worst moment.
It's not that hard to answer.
Wow, let me think of those Brosnans.
There's two. There's two moments I'm thinking of, and they're both in Pierce Brosnan movies, but they're both in different Pierce Brosnan movies.
Hmm.
Well, I want to see where you land on this.
I think I'm with you on one. The Christmas
correct
line is probably it.
Yeah.
But I think there's some pretty bad moments in the others, too. What's yours?
The one I'm thinking of is the moment of the CG Pierce Brosnan surfing his way down a glacier.
I think you really nailed it with both of those.
those are atrocious moments.
Yeah, I'd be hard pressed to think of anything worse than those. The slide whistle on the...
Well, let's talk about... Okay, let's pull it back. Let's go to every single Bond, the worst moments.
Oh, great idea.
Roger Moore.
Worst and best.
I like where your head's at right now.
Okay. So you want to start in order?
So, why don't we start... Yeah, okay. So let's go back to the Connery times.
Okay.
And we're starting with Sean Connery. Worst moment in a Sean Connery James Bond movie.
The thing that immediately
the
comes
most cringy
to mind
moment for me. Go ahead.
Is Asian Sean Connery.
I'm in the same movie.
Okay.
Cringy. The cringiest moment for me is Tanaka, Tiger Tanaka.
Yeah.
Saying that in Japan, men come first.
Miss Bond, in Japan, men come first, Mr. Bond.
And
Bonsan.
Women come second and sometimes not at all.
Oh. Does he say that?
I might have tagged it in my head, but...
Yeah, these are just off the top of our heads. But if I... That's what I'd have to say is when he's waiting to get married and he's all slouched over...
I'm gonna go ahead and play the Tanaka's house scene.
Okay.
Which is exactly what I'm talking about, and I believe it's what you're talking about as well. Well, I mean, he does get all...
Same idea.
Yeah. This video uploaded by somebody who wasn't counting on advertising revenue.
I remember
408 views.
Watching Goldfinger get sucked out of the plane as a kid, going, "That looks really ridiculous."
That's how it would happen.
I know, but
consider my house yours, including all of my possessions. all of his possessions.
I remember liking You Only Live Twice more than I had thought I would.
Now you take your first civilized bath.
Really? Well, I like the plumbing.
Place yourself entirely in their hands, my dear son. Rule number one is never do anything for yourself when someone else can do it for you.
Even your dialogue.
Rule number two, in Japan, men always come first, women come second.
I might just retire to here.
I'm that sexist.
I might just retire to here.
All right, best moment in a Connery?
Best moment in a Connery movie has to be...
I know it.
Oh, interesting.
I know mine.
Now you get me double thinking here.
Any Bond movie ever.
Okay. Hang on. I'm running through the in my brain right now to find the best moment. It's very simple. You're so confident in how simple it is.
It's everything.
All right.
It's his first Bond, James Bond. When they reveal his face.
Well, of course. Music. Oh, that's got to be great.
Yeah.
But what's the best Bondian moment? I mean, that's obviously the Bondian moment, but...
All right.
Like the time when he does something that you're like, oh, yeah, that's James Bond. For me...
Yeah.
It's again in Dr. No. It's the whole scene at the house of that girl... Where he's waiting for
playing solitaire, and then he
he's playing him. Solitaire, drinking vodka, and cold-blooded murders.
I like the helicopter shot scene from You Only Live Twice. The big fight on the rooftop.
That is really cool.
Yeah,
that is a really cool scene.
All right.
So we have our worst and best for Connery.
Let's go to.
We're moving on to Mr. George Lazenby. Not a ton to choose from. Cringiest moment in that. Worst moment in that movie has got to be this never happened to the other fella.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Best moment in that. God, there's so many.
Mm.
I think his performance at the end when Tracy dies.
Not me. I don't know.
Or when he kicks his feet up and starts reading the Playboy while that safe's getting cracked.
That's pretty good. Boy, best moment for him. I like that whole ski sequence.
The ski sequence is great.
I'll go with that.
The racist dinner is pretty cringy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
I'll just call it the racist dinner.
Please do.
Because it's extraordinarily racist.
Yeah.
And dinner.
Yeah.
It might be lunch, actually.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think it's dinner.
All right, so let's Connery comes back for one. We still encompassed everything. Don't worry about that. Now we're on to our favorite James Bond.
Roger Moore.
People's James Bond.
I know the worst.
The worst moment is the double take in Moonraker from the pigeons.
Oh, for me, it's Kananga blowing up like a balloon.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's comical and ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's not intended.
No, here's the thing, though. Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
You saying the pigeons aren't comical?
I'm saying the pigeons are worse. The pigeons are more egregious. It's more egregious in a movie to make birds have a double take. It's more egregious for birds to get so confused by a gondola, they can't tell that it's on land or water. They're birds.
Yeah.
Pigeons. The stupidest bird, I think. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe pigeons are super smart, and I don't know. The point is, a bird is not going to do a double take, and that's ridiculous. Now, when you look at the Kananga blowing up like a balloon and exploding everywhere...
It's more ridiculous.
I think it's less ridiculous. I think it's less ridiculous.
It's physically possible for a bird to do a double take.
No, it is not.
It is not physically possible for a man to blow up like a rubber balloon.
You are
right.
Wrong right now.
No, I'm not.
If you,
I'm not saying that a bird has the mental capacity to understand comic timing.
James,
but they can physically move their head like
James
that.
Bonding fans, we need you to come to Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what we need you to do.
Yeah.
I want to see some votes. Tag Matt Gourley and myself. And I want you to vote with the hashtag Bond Pigeon, hashtag Bond Blow Up.
Wait a minute.
Are those bad hashtags? Hashtag Pigeon. Should we just say hashtag Pigeon, hashtag Kananga?
There's got to be a way.
There's
got to
be a lot
one,
of pigeons.
One hashtag. Like,
no, it has to be two hashtags. We got to collect the votes. We can count the hashtags.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so, yeah. How about hashtag pigeon double take?
Hashtag pigeon double take.
And hashtag Kananga balloon.
Kananga balloon.
Yeah.
All right. Hashtag pigeon double take. Hashtag Kananga balloon.
Make sure to get your spelling right.
Yeah. Please, well, you're going to tag our names in it anyway.
Yeah.
I hope. And we're going to vote, and we'll have the results on July 12th.
Okay, that's exciting.
We're going to have the results. Which do you think is a more ridiculous moment in the movie? Do you think it's a pigeon doing a double take at a gondola on the street, or a man exploding like a balloon?
And it's interesting to note that both of them needed camera tricks to make it work, because didn't they like reverse the pigeon's head? But also the Kananga thing, they had to zoom in because it looked so ridiculous. That's why it gets grainier the closer
he, I did not
to
know
him
that.
Popping.
I did not know that.
I think that they took a shot at the wide shot and went, this is, we got to get away from this as soon as we can. Zoom hard in.
Zoom hard in. We got to get away.
So anyway.
How are they going to 4K that?
Vote and then just vote for Kananga balloon.
Kananga balloon. Now, let's talk about this. Someone has gone ahead and collected the 40 best James Bond quotes from Roger Moore.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is he?
Are you?
Yes.
View to a Kill.
And I'm Dick Tracy, and you're still under arrest.
That's not really a quote. Wait, I'm not going to count that as a quote.
He sprayed a fire hose.
So does England.
This is bullshit. Oh. Well, there's the best Roger Moore moment right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When that Union Jack opens up, holy shit.
Forget about it.
There was not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
Everyone cried for England.
Yeah. You could make a case that Roger Moore kissing is a cumulative worst Bond moment.
You don't find his kissing to be... We have weirdly have answered the question who we think is the best James Bond kisser.
He's the worst, and he's one of my favorite Bonds, but there's something very Crypt Keeper about when he kisses that he's just...
Well, there's something very acty about when Pierce Brosnan... Brosnan kisses.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Connery's a natural.
He's a natural kisser. Yeah, of course
he
is.
He's just,
you know, but
he's
I think
a little
I really
rough.
Just
you
want
can
like
feel the stubble.
I want I want Daniel Craig to kiss me, if, you know.
Oh, sure.
I'm afraid of Lazenby. I don't want to be where those have
you
been.
Bet. Sure.
You know what There's I mean?
There's just something about Roger Moore that I feel like if he's using his tongue, it's to push her away.
By the way, license to pun, James Bond quotes. I have to click on this.
All right, sure. We'll start.
I have to click on this just because it's the title really got me. You're doing a good job there, person on internet. And
well, that's not even a pun. Licensed to pun.
You're right. I'm not able to search. Hang on, I got to search this because for some reason I'm not able to. That's our best moment. We both agree on the best moment for Roger Moore.
All right, while you're doing that, let's
move on to... And then let's talk
to
Timothy Dalton.
Dalton. Okay, Slim Pickens here, too.
Oh, I know my best moment. I know the best moment already. Worst moment has to be from License to Kill. And I think it's probably when he has to fight a ninja for no reason.
that's tough to argue.
Pretty ridiculous.
Isn't there not some ridiculous thing he has to do that?
Well, I mean, there's of course there's the pressure chamber.
Oh, it always comes down to balloony people.
Balloony people.
Rubber people.
Why is there more than one balloony person
I
in this series
that.
Of well-revered movies?
Yeah.
Oh, here I was going to ask you a question, as a friend and an ally.
Yeah.
I've been looking at this poster.
Yeah.
From Russia with Love.
Yeah.
It's the A style. So what it is, it's the one with all the red the pictures. I'll actually show it to you right now.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I buy it?
Is first printing or what?
I believe it is a first printing. I will show it to you.
How much they want for it?
$9.50.
$9.50 seems like a deal to me.
$150.
Come again.
Oh, Lucy.
No, it's this. There's this place that advertises movie posters at Cinespia, and I was while I was waiting,
yeah,
I was like,
I was like, a little slideshow before.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe I should take a look. I'll do a quick search for some James Bond posters, mm-hmm. And this one came up, and I was like, ooh, this is a nice treat.
I have those black and white prints you texted me about, remember?
Oh, they're so
good.
The
Daniel Craig series. Yeah.
Everybody, go to Etsy and type in James Bond. There's a shit ton of really cool stuff, but there's a series of prints of James Bond, specifically the Daniel Craig era movies of Skyfall, Casino Royale, and Quantum of Solace. And they're just really cool. They're silhouettes. They're black silhouettes.
Yeah, but they're just well done. My brother. Bottom for me.
Your brother's a good guy.
Yeah. Too bad he's my sister.
What? I had to look this up. But anyway, let's...
Timothy Dalton, best and worst. Man, I'm having trouble with this.
Do you think that... wait, I don't understand why you're not with me on this.
On what?
On him fighting a ninja.
I think I'm with you. I feel like there's something sillier that I'm forgetting. That crest
man fighting a ninja?
I think I'm going to have to... although the crest blowing up in the pressure chamber isn't as bad as Kananga, and at least makes sense. I think my favorite moment is either the sniper sequence in Living Daylights.
Yes, that's my favorite moment too, is when he says... when he's in the car and he says, it must have scared the Living Daylights out of her.
But I also like the fight at the back of the C-130 plane over Afghanistan.
Oh, sure.
With Necros.
Back when he's helping Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay, because they don't like ISIS, so we're back to buddies now. What is the worst, though? Doesn't he have a bad line?
Ooh, doesn't he have a bad... I can...
Oh, I think it may be this. It's not necessarily the worst, just weird. It's a... are we talking the movies or the actor? It's anything in the movies.
Movie, yeah.
Have a nice honeymoon!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guillermo. Not Guillermo.
Benicio.
Del Toro.
Yeah.
I had the wrong Del Toro.
Oh, no, I know what it is. It's when Pam Bouvier is ordering a reluctant martini for him in License to Kill, and she goes shaken, not stirred, but she doesn't know that she's making a jerk-off motion.
Timothy Dalton talks. Timothy Dalton. I'm going to shoot myself in the face for saying that.
Oh, is this from the documentary?
This is from something in 2012.
He gets... like really passionate in this, and I love it. He's
so we're gonna
sort
play.
Of
we're gonna play
a little nutty in it.
We're gonna play a clip of Timothy Dalton after this wonderful, what looks like a margarita restaurant commercial finishes playing. That's got to be a thing, right? Margarita restaurant.
Try our new margarita sliders.
Margaritas. Welcome to Margaritas. Hey, you want a margaritas? Timothy Dalton on James Bond.
Oh, there it is, right there.
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on board with you.
Yeah.
But
there's the bullet ricochets making the Bond theme music too. That's pretty bad.
Well, we have about a minute left, and I do want to ask you, because it is the 500-pound elephant in the room. We're coming up with 50th year of James Bond.
It's actually passed, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Actually, month ago. But the celebration continues.
It's in doubt.
Are you?
And the new one's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know when you're releasing this, but the new one's coming out pretty soon. I believe it's terrific.
Well, it must be.
I love him.
Rewarding. It must be fun to be
it's
part
okay,
of this.
Care.
Friends, if you're listening to this, look this up on YouTube.
When I did it, it's special to be part of something that's lasted 50 years.
Says the man who's also in
Doctor
Who.
That's the best Dalton moment when he's skiing with
sure.
No skis.
Yeah,
for sure.
See, he's in James Bond, and he's in Doctor Who.
Yeah,
because James Bond's a Time Lord.
You touched on about the Disney thing of always trying to do something, a sequel better. And I think that's one of the reasons why Cubby Broccoli, who he's passed away now, but was the original producer of the Bond series with Harry Saltzman, and then became the sole producer in partnership with MGM. And his family is still in pretty much in control anyway of the movies. They have always strived to make them striven, I suppose the word is not
striven.
I mean, I did correct striven. You, sir. It's unfair.
Not simply to exploit the name or the history. They've always tried to make them as good as they can possibly be. And I think that's why that's to be applauded, and I respect that enormously. And I like them very much. They're terrific people.
Ooh.
And hip, hip, hoorah. 50 years, it's great.
It's a long time?
Yeah.
Wow, that's I enjoyed good. Seeing a wild-haired
yeah.
Timothy Dalton just letting it grow, letting what's left of it grow.
Mm-hmm.
License to pun. What do you think the first pun in this is going to be?
Part of me thinks it may be the Christmas one, but...
Do you think they're going to start in order, or do you think they're going to start just with the wackiest?
If they start in order, what's the first one?
Late for a funeral.
My friend's just dead.
Late for a funeral.
Isn't it... Oh, no, that's Thunderball, yeah. Well, what when he passes the... When he knocks out the chauffeur, kills the chauffeur, yeah. And hands him off?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Late for a funeral.
All right, yeah. Sorry. I quit.
You can't quit.
Aren't you in the wrong room, Mr. Bond?
They're starting with Thunderball.
Not from where I'm standing.
You have That's a not nasty a pun. Habit of surviving.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
Wait, these aren't
puns.
These are just recognize witticisms.
Such a delicate touch.
Sheer magnetism.
There,
that's a pun.
I'm devastated. What would I ever do without you?
As far as I can remember, James... You've never had me.
You two do make a charming couple, though. You're both, what's the expression? Damaged goods.
Right if my friend sniffs this one out.
There.
She's just dead.
That's a great one.
Oh, this is a great Roger Moore moment.
You missed, Mr. Bond. Did I?
Oh.
The mission.
Kill her. She means nothing to me.
Shoot him.
That's nothing. That doesn't...
It means nothing to
right.
me.
I've had enough of this
All
guy.
Right, this is a 71. This is... 71, they... Just for the record, I want to point out, this is 71A.
Yeah.
He had gone 71B and then 71A.
Why doesn't... Just do 101.
You can't sleep is the name of this fellow. And let's see what else he's got on here. He's got best movie trailers, and it seems to be all...
This poor guy lives in an old refrigerator.
He can't sleep. That's the point.
All right, I got a good question before we move on to Brosnan.
Yeah.
From Michael Reinhardt. Story-wise, if you could redo one James Bond movie, which would you remake to be contemporary? So let's say Daniel Craig is in any one of the classic movies updated to fit him.
Oh, you're just changing the question.
I don't think so. Story-wise, if you could redo one James Bond
story-wise,
movie, which would you
I'm assuming
to
I can have the same actors in it. I can see a contemporary James Bond movie with the same
Connery?
Actors. With Connery?
Current-day Connery?
No. We got a time machine. We can't go back and update the story, Matt
this
Gourley.
In reality. Come on, because this could be done.
You're being a balloon right now. You're being a balloon person.
You're being a pigeon double take. It's got to be Daniel Craig, or at least a new Bond.
I believe we've touched on this before then, haven't we?
Did we say On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
I believe we both did.
I think we
did.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll say it again.
Yeah.
I'll say it right the fuck right now.
Okay.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Alex J. Lampwick says, we know if Matt Gourley was Bond, his signature drink would be a Valencia orange refresher. What would Matt Mira's be? By the way, I get so
Why
many
Why did you
tweets.
Say Mira?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't talking about you. That's the way they spelled it.
Yeah.
I know it's Matt Myra. I think he means you. I get so many tweets and Instagram tags.
I see so many orange people. Valencias. People tagging you with the orange Valencia.
Oh, we have a friend named Tara who works at a Starbucks, and she now brings them the packets to me regularly. I
oh,
just
really?
One
You're just
I
loving it.
Here. Yeah. All right. So, what would your signature drink be?
My signature drink would probably be a 5-hour energy with a chaser of Rockstar Zero Carb.
Bottoms up, friend. I gotta add some
No, really,
vodka
my signature, my Starbucks drink, which I believe he's asking for, is a nice venti Americano with too sweet and low.
Okay.
No milk.
All right.
Nice and dark.
Okay, so on to Brosnan. Mm-hmm. We know the worst moment.
Yeah, we have both of them in our head. The best moment.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
The best moment in a... Oh, I know what it is.
I'm going to probably say the tank sequence from GoldenEye.
That's really cool. My moment is not even a real moment, but I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed seeing it so much. The part in Die Another Day, I can't believe I'm saying this, where he's in that virtual reality training place. And you think that Moneypenny is dead, and he's him and Robinson are going through killing people. I enjoyed that because had that been like, because when the first time I saw the movie, I didn't know that wasn't going to happen. I thought that was awesome. And then they ruined it.
Okay,
by making it virtual reality.
Yeah,
but it was.
Oh no, you know what? I'll say the dam sequence at the opening of GoldenEye is really good. That's a hell of an opening.
I believe that dam is in Edge of Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a good movie?
Yes, it's
That's
a great
right
movie.
Here. I got
it's a really good
out.
Movie.
All right, before we move on to Daniel Craig, Chris Climax says, "Dreading the All More finale, you guys. I've tried. Rewatched three mores for James." That's not a question.
Three mores?
Lamenting. All right. All right, let's move on.
Oh, rate the gun barrels. That's a good question. But before we rate the gun barrels, we gotta jump to Daniel Craig.
Best moment.
Daniel Craig, who we think is here's how we can say this. Daniel Craig is this podcast's best James Bond. Our favorite is Roger Moore.
You keep saying that for me.
It is.
Daniel Craig is my favorite.
No,
James
he can't
Bond.
Be your favorite.
Yes, he can.
You can't have the new guy be your favorite.
He's three movies in. He's earned his stripes.
He's new.
He's been in.
He's
more...
in the 2000s. He's in the 2000s, Matt.
The 2001 through 10. We're in a second decade. He spanned two decades. He's done three movies. That's...
Two decades, three movies. You know what that is? That's a lazy Bond.
What are you talking about? He's done more than two of the other Bonds that I could technically claim as my favorite.
Yeah, but they did one in like 3 years. One, and then, you know, I'm just saying,
but you'd
per
be
movie.
Fine if I said Lazenby was my favorite Bond and he's only done one movie?
I wouldn't be fine. I'd have a problem with that. What I want is you to agree with me. That's what I want to say.
Honey, look. I know my favorite moment, hands down.
You do?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my worst. Yeah, all right,
I
got them
my
both.
Favorite moment.
All right.
Okay, I'll go my favorite moment first, and then you'll give your worst moment first.
Oh, okay.
My favorite moment is the parkour scene in Casino Royale.
Okay.
Where he is running to chase the bomb maker.
Okay. My least favorite moment is whatever that quip is he says after he throws the knife. Like, I got into some deep water or whatever the hell that thing
I
is.
I think we agreed that it's sorry. I fell through some ice and I ended up underwater pretty far.
It also might be face replacement CG in Skyfall.
Face replacement CG in Skyfall. Is your face replacement CG as good as your Wigdar?
So far,
yeah.
It's
not as refined yet.
Well, no, it's just the circumstances are less. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, they don't occur as much. You don't see it as much unless it's really good.
Your Wigdar is amazing.
It's tremendous.
It's the best in the business.
No one in here is wearing a wig. I can tell you that right now. Well, actually, one person is, but I'm not going to say who. It could be me. It could be one of you.
Do you know that up until very recently, I did not know that Jewish Orthodox women were wearing wigs?
Yeah.
I just thought that all their hair was so shiny.
Yeah. Nope.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I wasn't allowed
full
to see
denim
their
skirts.
Hair. Full denim skirts.
Yeah.
On the treadmill. All right. Your best moment.
Mine is the parkour sequence, but more specifically, the minute the bomber throws the gun at him, he catches it without flinching and throws it back at him. That was the moment I knew I was in love.
That's funny, because if we're going to break down the parkour scene, it's when he goes through the wall.
Yeah, that's
when he goes through
too.
The drywall.
Yeah. That double header of those two things happening probably within the same 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, can you remember being in the theater, just going, what's happened? What has happened?
Yeah.
I've gone from Die Another Day to this.
Oh, Die Another Day is such a piece of shit.
Oh, man. I remember that day.
I remember that day, too.
Yeah.
It gave us the greatest theme song of all time. Die Another Day. I suppose my worst moment in those movies... God, he doesn't have many.
No,
he doesn't have many.
It could be the movie, though.
Yeah.
In the movie.
I think it is Quantum of Solace.
The whole movie?
No, I like Quantum of Solace. I think my least favorite part... Oh, well... I don't know if I can say... I feel like he is a little too haphazard with his Walther in Skyfall when they're in the dragon pit.
Yeah,
I feel like he should go get it back.
Okay,
that's my only criticism.
That's a tiny nitpick. That's my only nitpick. That says a lot about that series. What would you do if you briefly ended up in an elevator with Ava Green? This is from Will Bears. Oh my God, I'd faint and pee my pants.
I would just say, hey. Great job.
I would say,
hi. your floor is here.
Your floor is here.
Bye.
In my brain, you had just delivered flooring.
The Scandinavian carpet tiles.
I forgot you were in an elevator.
Here's your little modular carpet tiles. Hope you make a fine little Burberry job. Okay, bye. Why have you left already? What am I going to do with the tiles?
These connect. These connect, and they're real durable. I'm the other guy with you.
This is my friend Matt, hey. Which is coincidentally my name.
Don't worry about it. We get it all the time back at the office.
Yeah. Do you want us to know? Okay.
So you just... You got to sign for this, though. Did she sign for it? I didn't see.
Remember when you wore that red dress?
Oh, my God. It was great. It was great. Did you see her in the new Sin City? I haven't seen it yet.
No, I saw a poster of
it
her.
Looks really, her boobies look good. Oh, she's right here. We're talking about her.
She was on your Nerdist podcast. How did that go?
I remember it scheduled. I don't know if it happened. I have no idea. Oh, I literally have no idea.
Oh, here's a good question.
Yes.
Chris Dibble.
Dibble.
If they do another On Her Majesty's Secret Service with Craig, who should play Tracy and her father?
Oh,
that's a goodie.
That is a great one. Antonio Banderas should be the father.
Get out of my life. And Melanie Griffith should play Tracy.
Dude, you're in my head.
For realsies. I like that Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's great.
I wish you could just bring Ava Green
back. She is great. Emily Blunt's great. Emily Blunt might be a great answer. That might be the best answer. And you know who plays her father?
Who?
Tilda Swinton.
Brienne of Tarth. I don't know. Just get Charles Dance back in a Bond movie. That's all I care about.
What about Garcia?
Andy Garcia
would be a great
good.
Dad,
that'd be
right?
Really good. Yeah,
I'm not crazy.
No, I'm in.
That's
gonna
work.
Well, then let's recast that whole movie. Let's put Charles Dance as Blofeld. I know you want. Who do you want?
I wanted Peter Dinklage.
Right.
I wanted Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Well, then it goes to mine. We're going
Charles.
Well,
it goes
Dance
to Paul Giamatti.
No. How about Irma Bunt? That was her name, right?
Yeah. I might just stick Kate Mulgrew as her Orange is the New Black yeah. character and just throw her in there.
That'd be pretty awesome. Now, see, in the book, Irma Bunt and Blofeld, if I'm not mistaken, were married.
Wow.
And Bond kills both of them, I think, with his bare hands. So you got to believe that Charles Dance is going to be married to this woman.
Hmm.
Yeah, who do you want? Who do you want in that?
Hey, may I?
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton. That was a serious answer.
Yes.
That was a serious
that
answer.
That would be amazing.
Right?
That would be amazing. Right? She would make a great Bond villain.
Of course she
own.
Would.
Make her the new Blofeld.
Has there been a female lead villain?
Well, kind of in The World Is Not Enough, Sophie Marceau. She's been the closest.
No.
She's the mastermind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Don't just always say no without thinking.
Well, here's my...
Hashtag Kananga Balloon.
Hashtag Double Pigeon. Pigeon
double? You've already forgotten it. Don't remember it. You don't need to look it up.
Kids, go back.
Hashtag. It's hashtag Kananga Balloon, hashtag Double Take Pigeon.
Double Take Pigeon? No, it's not.
Oh, isn't it?
Wasn't it?
Oh, there's no way to remember. Oh, there's no
Pigeon
way.
Double Take.
Either,
pigeon
one, will,
double
either
take.
One will work.
It's hashtag
either
Pigeon
one
Double
will
Take.
That's a dream cast, though.
Tilda Swinton, Charles Dance,
Emily Blunt, Daniel Craig,
Broccoli's.
I know you're listening.
Andy
to this.
Garcia.
What other roles you got? Who's Hillary Bray? We got the M. We got Moneypenny. We got Q. Hillary Bray. We got time for someone real stuffy in English. Who's that going to be?
Oh, let me ask you this: Is in our movie, Ralph Fiennes, is he M?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's you got to take the cast you're given, and I got no complaints.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Well, I just didn't know if we were going to be like, let's just throw Judi Dench in there for fun.
Oh God, and who's Ruby? She's got to be English, like that character's from Northern England. Doesn't have to be, but
Lily Allen.
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
Do you know her brother's in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
A new bat.
Hashtag Canaga Balloon.
Listen, if you agree with Matt Gourley, please hashtag pigeon double take.
Text Canaga Balloon to...
Hey, ask your parents' permission before you dial, kids. Yeah.
Service charge, regular rates apply.
Also, text message rates apply. Hashtag pigeon double take for free. You can do hashtag pigeon double take for free. Hashtag Canaga Balloon is going to cost you.
No, it's not true.
It is true.
It's going to pay.
You can't.
No.
You don't know that.
No, if you don't know that. If you text that, it'll donate to your favorite charity.
What?
It knows you're lying. It knows your charity. It's charity intuitive. I want to know the rest. Who's Hillary Bray? It's got to be Clive Owen. He's getting a little he's of a distinguished age now in a good way.
Or
cuz he would have been a good Bond.
Or
yeah.
Colin Firth.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
Way
yeah.
More like
oh my God.
That's way
why
more
don't
like
they make this movie.
That's way more professor-y, right. Sort of
let's
like
do
nerdy.
Let's do Ruby, because that's the only other major character in there, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the cast list right now. So, up top, we have Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Yeah.
We have, who do we agree? Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt's going to be Tracy. We have Blofeld is...
Charles Dance.
Charles Dance.
No exceptions.
Gabriel Ferrizzi is going to be Andy Garcia. Irma Blunt is going to be played by Tilda Swinton in a brilliant stroke of Matt Meyer casting.
Yeah, yeah.
Moneypenny, of course, is going to be our current Moneypenny. Hillary Bray, we're going to give to Colin Firth.
Yeah,
should
sure.
We call him now and tell
Let's
him that he's
it.
Got it?
Yeah.
M is, of course, our current M. Campbell?
Who's Campbell?
Campbell?
Oh, is Campbell the
butler?
No, I think is he the blonde-headed like lackey that helps him out? Who it just died? I think actually.
Campbell has no lines.
Yeah,
that are clickable.
I don't think he has any lines either. Yeah, we got to do that guy. You know who I'm talking about? The guy with the bleached hair that helps him put the equipment in the crane that carries it up to that.
Oh yes. Okay. Oh, I got it.
Who?
Jeremy Renner.
Do you think he'd dig apart that small
yeah.
With no lines?
We're casting it right now.
All right.
We just did it.
Okay.
We're going to get his hair a little blonder.
Gosh.
All right. Q, we have Grunther. Oh, Grunther is the... No, wait. Is Grunther the guy we're talking about? Did we just cast Grunther?
Oh, maybe. What's his real name?
His real name is... Is Yuri Berengio.
No, I think he may be that guy with the glasses that's their, like, ski henchman, you know?
Raphael?
No.
Played by Terrence Mountain.
No. We just got to do Ruby now.
Yeah, I think we did it.
But we haven't done Ruby. That would be Meg Ryan 20 years ago. She
sure.
Looks just like her.
Ruby.
She's got to be whimsical. She must have a certain amount of whimsy.
Oh, hello, Ian.
I'm only stopping in for a second.
Oh,
I left my Chesterfields here.
Oh, here in this gold case that's initialed.
That's a trap if I've ever seen one. Nice try, Matthew. Mira.
Oh, no, Ian, no, you
that's
said it wrong.
That's how it's spelled, you see.
Said it wrong, but the British, here's a fact for you.
Yes, Mom?
The British are the only country I've ever been to where across the board, whenever anybody read my name, they said it correctly.
Oh. I'm a gentleman of letters. Let me see it written. Matthew Myra. So you know that I know what I'm talking about, right? right?
Yeah, see you. Yes.
Hashtag Kananga Balloon.
What? No.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ian, come back. What about the pigeon double take?
I'm flying.
Do you see any pigeons? Are they looking twice at you?
No.
Matt, you just missed Sir Ian Fleming.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I gave
promoted into knighthood already while you were gone.
I didn't even leave the room. I took off my glasses and was rubbing my eyes.
Yeah. Well,
for like 20 seconds.
I didn't see you. I just saw Ian Fleming. I don't even. God. You got up. And he was right here.
Oh, man.
And he also said, by the way, for the record.
Uh-huh. And I'll listen to this.
He went away screaming hashtag pigeon double take. It was incredible.
Really?
Yes.
That seems like a huge lie.
It's not. You wouldn't know, though, because you weren't here.
All right.
I also feel like Ian Fleming for you is like a vampire reflection. You listen back to the podcast and you don't hear it.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I know he's dead.
God, we're having so much fun here.
Yeah,
I think we just cast the movie. Ruby was played by Angela Sklar.
Who's she gonna be? Who's someone fun? Who's fun these days? Who's got a good time going on?
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I'm going to say.
You're pretty good at this. I'm going to leave this to you.
Oh, I know who I want.
Who?
Playing her. Heather Ann Campbell.
Who's that?
You don't know Heather? She's great.
What is she in?
She's around town.
Oh. Oh, yeah. She's a writer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think we got to name someone that people just know off the top of their heads.
Kristen Schaal.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did it.
Here's a good question. All the Bonds get into a battle royale. Who wins? Who dies first? Dino Hall.
Who dies first? Oh, who dies first?
Well,
Timothy Dalton dies
last. No, Roger
last.
Moore dies first. Okay, well, Roger Moore dies first.
Wait, are they the age they are now?
No, I think, let's say that they're at their prime.
Everybody's in their prime?
Yes. Yeah,
you think Roger Moore dies first?
Yeah, as much as
he's
I love
the
him.
Slowest motherfucker on the
and
planet.
Yeah.
Of course he dies first.
He dies first. I think Brosnan dies second.
I will back you up. No, I'm not going to back you up. I'm going to say Lazenby dies second. Brosnan, I feel like. Brosnan's
no,
James Bond. Here's where,
no.
Here's where I'm going.
No.
Here's where I'm going
Lazenby
with this,
can
though.
Throw a punch.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I feel like Brosnan's James Bond.
He's
sort of
cowering
sits
in
back.
The corner.
He sits
yeah,
back
right,
and lets it go.
All right, but I still think Lazenby takes Dalton.
But as he sits back and a fatal blow is dealt to our Timothy Dalton, George Lazenby is left with Sean Connery and Daniel Craig and a cowering Pierce Brosnan. I think Connery makes a V-line for Brosnan and just brutally beats him to death with his hands.
I would say it's Lazenby gets the most pissed at Brosnan and goes over and kills him. But I think both then Connery and Craig go, we should take care of this guy. This guy's a.
They team up.
Yeah, he's
they
an
team
X
up.
Factor. We gotta kill him. And they
it's
kill
like
him.
A it's like a late 80s Royal Rumble where you're like, oh my god, we gotta take care of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Craig and Connery just kick the shit out of each other until they're both, like, backs against the wall, seated down, just laughing with each other, coughing up blood.
Yeah.
And they die. But,
of old age.
But, yeah.
Because it can never be
Connery
solved.
Connery dies just a little bit sooner.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it happens.
We gave you an hour and a half episode. Almost. How long was this episode? Hour 14.
Oh, we should probably wrap it up.
We got to wrap it up. The kids are already bored with us.
Okay. Do you want to do that last rate the gun barrels?
Yeah, rate the gun barrels.
And then we'll close this up.
Sure. Worst gun barrel. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say it's the guy that isn't even Sean Connery.
Yeah. So we've probably got 7 gun barrels, really.
Yeah.
There's that.
I got
the...
Yeah,
the guy with the hat.
I guess. The worst one is the time the bullet flies at us in Die Another Day.
Yeah, that one's the hands down the worst.
There's a mega gift of all. Now, how do you feel about the blood dripping down in Casino Royale? Do you like? It's more of a. It's less
it's
of like the wavy blood. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Okay, I'm gonna say his turn and shoot is the best.
There's,
okay,
yeah. The other thing too, if you watch Daniel Craig's, I think it's his Quantum of Solace gun barrel at the end. If you watch it long enough, he walks away. There's got to be a YouTube supercut of these, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that, and then we'll you guys can watch along. Everybody, pause. Go look up the YouTube supercut of James Bond and the gun barrel sequence.
Now we're going 2062 to 2000. And
this is exciting. Guys,
part of World Cup. Just really think Spain's going to go all the way this year.
Full screen that bitch.
Well, I don't know if this is exactly what we want.
USA Portugal Sunday at 5:30.
Why is it 7.5 minutes long?
Oh, is it? It's probably. Oh, it's the cold opens. Oh no, here we go.
All right, so we're now watching.
He's walking like a zombie.
The slowest man in the world.
It's still pretty cool.
Yeah. He doesn't turn. He jumps.
Yeah.
Fleming
Duncan. From Russia with Love. Here we go.
I love this movie so much.
It's getting solidified. Same walking
same
dead man.
Dude. Yep, same jumping.
He kind of whips the bullet at you like he's
like he's
swinging it out of the gun.
He's got one of those, you know, those things that I didn't know the name of.
A Hi-Li thing?
Yep.
I don't know the name of it. 64, Goldfinger. We still walk. Is that Connery?
No. Connery doesn't do it until you only live with twice, I believe.
I think it's Thunderball, isn't it?
Well, one of us is going to be wrong.
Yeah. Hashtag Thunderball.
Just remember, everybody, if you like James Bond, vote hashtag Pigeon Double Pig. That's Connery,
that's
right?
That's Connery. Yep. It is Thunderball.
You're
so
right.
Now you can trust
Oh,
me.
And that's a turn. That's a
yeah,
turn,
and
a pivot. A pivot? He's almost into a lunge.
Yeah.
I like how you can hear the difference in the recorded James Bond theme, how
right.
they do a different one every time.
Oh, yeah, look at this. You know, that's ooh, very dark.
Yeah, real dark.
Contrast.
Turn.
Same
pivot, same
footage,
exact.
Though.
Same.
But it's black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's interesting.
It is black and white. Guys, we're learning a lot too,
yeah,
about each other.
It's good that we did this.
And about pigeons that may
austerity.
Or may not do double takes. They're the worst. Hashtag pigeon double pick.
Okay, Lazenby.
Listen to the, like, the tempo's different.
Yeah. Ooh, this one's swankier.
Boom, boom. Oh, you got a harpsichord?
Look at, he's just like, nothing going on. He might as well be whistling. And then,
oh,
that's pretty sharp.
To a full knee.
Yeah,
he takes
sharp.
A full knee, ladies and gentlemen.
I would love to
gentlemen.
Know how many takes they had to do for each one to
probably,
get the right one.
Probably one.
No way.
That's how good he is. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds
are perfect. Use the same
one,
but they've added a reflective gun barrel situation here. They've added a shine, a sheen, if you will.
Okay. You know they weren't going to get Connery in for a new gun barrel sequence on that. All right, Roger Moore's first one.
I love this, like, kind of disco-y.
Yeah.
You hear a wah pedal back there?
Oh.
Oh, with an arm. He's holding his arm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Every one of them has their own little unique take.
It just occurred to me we are now going to watch about 15 more of these.
Well, as long as you're calm, it's fine.
This is the same one. Same one.
Yep.
Yep.
Man
he
with
holds,
the golden gun
holds
is
the his arm.
He's got to redo
arm.
It. At
everybody's
some point,
happy.
Because
right?
the fashion alone is going to change.
This could be the most infuriating segment in podcast history.
I don't
or
know.
Or the best.
Yeah. I think if they're watching along with us. And they should be.
But it's stunning to me. I would not have realized that had I not heard them. Oh, that is a new one. Full on bell bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Full
Spy
on bell bottom.
And he double.
The cut of his tux is different. He's now holding a gun with two hands.
That's the first time for that, ladies and gentlemen. You saw it here first.
Two-handed gun hold from Roger Moore. Okay. Opening up underwater, of course. Submarines are going to go into a big.
Moonraker. He just comes out in a spacesuit.
I would not, like, I wouldn't.
That's the
same one. I would not have really guessed or noticed that they're so different.
Yeah.
That the James Bond themes are so different with this gun barrel.
Yeah.
When a wheel. it's really interesting to me.
For Your Eyes Only. Bam. Same one.
Oh, but the, an extra disco tune.
Bill Conti.
Oh, I forgot they did a callback to On a Magic Secret Service.
They can't use it for Octopussy, can they?
They do.
Well, they might as well go all the way to Beauty to Kill. Yeah, because when the Bonds are like late in their tenure, they're like, I'm not redoing that.
Yeah, they're like, get someone else. You can go fuck yourself.
Get the guy in the hat.
View to a Kill, 1985. Does he redo it? No. Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just contrasted differently. No, that's the same one.
Same exact one, yeah. You're right.
I love it. Oh, I gotta watch this movie again. I bet you I've seen this Bond movie the most. View to a Kill.
I am very excited now.
I remember Dalton's being good.
Timothy Dalton. Looks good in the tux.
Okay. He's the one you most know something's about to happen because he's hiding the gun. Too obvious.
Too wide a stance. Too wide a stance on his.
Both he and Lazenby are like might as well be whistling like nothing's gonna happen here. I'm not gonna shoot you.
Don't worry, I haven't got a gun.
His is the same.
Same. Yeah. Somehow a different color.
It's a good shoot, but it's not natural. You know what's coming.
It's a wide stance too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There we go.
Oh, God. Yep, this is the worst sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Yeah, you gotta handle
that. That is pretty good. He just fucking drops his shoulder and kills you.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
It's a good one.
I wonder if his changed.
I like that a lot. Ah, that, see? That's a good sounding. Same one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gunshot has an echo.
Yeah.
Gunshot has an echo that wasn't there previously. The gun barrel does some movements. I really like that. Don't care for this. Here we are, The World Is Not Enough, 1999. Same. Do you think it's in their contract? You only have to do this once?
Good question. Not necessarily.
Look at the glasses. Here we are, Dying of the Day. This is when the bullet is going to fly at our face. Same one.
Yeah. Boy. Oh.
Listen, I like that they tried something different.
I don't.
Casino Royale's coming up.
Casino Royale.
Keine Sorge. Das zweite Mal.
Yep. Different language. Sure. We'll take it. Yeah.
Erheblich. Oh, come on. This...
An actual gun barrel looking. This is the only one where it's motivated by the story.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Casino Royale 2006 German.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, we don't get Quantum?
Google the Quantum gun barrel because you got to see that. It's the one where he walks away.
What a tease. What a cock tease that was. Quantum gun barrel.
We'll do Skyfall too because it's got that 50th anniversary logo.
Quantum gun barrel, here we go.
Full screen, man. Watch closely.
Oh, yeah, he does walk away. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really...
That's pretty good.
It's real brutish, though.
That's pretty good.
He's walking like a thug.
He's the winner, but for Casino Royale.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to just real quick look up his Skyfall gun barrel sequence, and we'll have a final message for you.
I have to hand it to that Brosnan one, though. I'd put that maybe second.
Gun barrel. All right, here we are. The official Skyfall gun barrel, which I believe they put after the movie, correct?
Yeah. It's about time. They better have that at the beginning. Full screen. What do I got to do? What do I got to do to see
just,
it sometime?
Just be here. Pretty good because it slows down.
He's really taking his time.
Yeah.
James Bond will return. You know what? James Bonding will return.
That's right, with the man with the golden gun.
I really wish that music had kept going, and it didn't.
Should we talk about who our guests are?
Yes, let's talk about
who our
guests
are. We're going to have Jeff
from
Davis.
From Harmontown,
yeah.
Greg Proops.
And Jeff Davis will be in. That's what's taking so long, too, is
yeah, we're getting everybody's schedules because a lot of us are out of town and in town and half out of town and in town, and then it's a lot of fun.
But come to Synespia at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery
please,
on July 12th.
Sold out, get tickets.
Get your tickets now. And I think before we go, let me just say one last thing. And Matt, you don't need to sound off on this at all. And that is hashtag Kananga Balloon.
Oh,
okay, good night.
Hashtag Pigeon Double Take. Don't forget to hashtag Pigeon Double Take. Maybe we'll use your tweet on At Midnight.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.